TMZ lines. In local news, thousands of dead fish that washed up on a Gold Coast beach last week are yet to be removed, but council has confirmed the water is safe for swimming. Department of Environment officers were tasked to inspect the area on Wednesday and found dead bait fish, but no obvious source of pollution. On-site water quality monitoring indicated high water temperature and low dissolved oxygen in the area, which can cause fish deaths, a spokesperson said. In a video posted to Facebook, a member of the Save Our Southern Gold Coast group expressed concern that the fish could be a biohazard, but the council has confirmed the water is safe for swimming. In national news, experts are cautioning people using AI as a search for a missing boy in South Australia outback is scaled back. 4-year-old Gus was last seen in his homestead over a week ago and has not been found despite extensive search efforts. Some AI-generated responses on Facebook have provided incorrect details on the search. One result incorrectly referred to a website which read, "Gus was found alive after a massive search operation." In a statement, a police spokesperson said the public should go to official websites or social media pages for reliable and accurate information. Police urge caution when using artificial intelligence in internet searches and recommend cross-referencing the information with trusted sources, they said.
A Victorian couple are suing Barwon Health over delayed diagnosis of a rare flesh-eating disease. Mr. Phillips sustained a minor face injury and initially expected a straightforward treatment. However, the wound became infected with a rapidly progressing disease that began eating away at his face. He and his legal team allege doctors at Barwon Health made a series of treatment errors and failed to act to stop the fast-moving infection. According to Mr. Phillips, he was given painkillers but no antibiotics until 24 hours into his care. It then took 5 more hours before a consultant raised the possibility of the disease, critical time that could have changed the outcome. In international news, a blizzard has trapped 200 trekkers near the eastern face of Mount Everest in Tibet. With Chinese state media reporting, the unusually heavy snow and rainfall pummeled the Himalayas, with 350 hikers already being guided to safety by rescuers. Visitors to the remote valley of Karma were in their thousands this week, taking advantage of the 8-day national holiday in China. One of the hikers that made it to safety stated, "The weather this year is not normal." The guide said he had never encountered such weather in October, and it all happened suddenly. Hundreds of villagers and rescue teams have been deployed to help remove the snow blocking access to the area. For your weather today, Brisbane has blue skies and sun in our eyes. It's currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is high and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That's a wrap for your 10 a.m. news. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.